Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Wrestling and Racing Show here on the Winning Edge Sports Network. Jay here tonight with some quick rundowns of NASCAR news and notes, plus a quick look at the AEW results last night as Dynamite was on Tuesday night instead of Wednesday. Cliff will be back here next week with his full WWE results. So let's get the show started. And as always, we would like to let you know that we're brought to you by Winning Edge Digital. If you are an athlete or a parent of an athlete and need help promoting them to the next level, call or email Cliff here at the winningedgesportsnetwork.com, or his number is 864-752-8017, and let Cliff help your son or daughter reach their next level dreams in no matter what the sport is. Also, we are sponsored by Ride and Shine Detail of Upstate South Carolina. Call Sean for all your car, truck, boat, camper, it doesn't matter. Sean can take care of you. Call 864-437-6150 and let Sean give you the Winning Edge discount. Now, let's get on with the show. This week, of course, this past Sunday, NASCAR was at the South Point 400 in Las Vegas. Joey Logano punched his ticket into the final four of the NASCAR playoffs, outlasting Ross Chastain with three laps remaining. Joey, the 2018 NASCAR champion, was heard screaming on his radio, "Let's go get a championship, baby." The final top 10 for the race was, of course, Joey Logano at first, Ross Chastain was second, Kyle Busch third, Chase Briscoe fourth, Denny Hamlin was fifth, Tyler Reddick was sixth, Martin Truex was seventh, Eric Jones was 8th, AJ Allmendinger was 9th, and Austin Dillon was 10th. Of course, the big news of the day came in Stage 2 when Kyle Larson's number 5 pushed up and ran Bubba Wallace in the number 45 into the wall, which in turn Wallace came down into Larson, spinning both out and collecting Christopher Bell in the number 20 car. After getting out of his car, Wallace went right over to Larson, who had just got out of his, shouting, pointing fingers, and then Wallace started shoving Larson around till the NASCAR officials broke them up. Interviews with both afterwards showed that they didn't want to admit who was wrong about the situation. Due to this, NASCAR yesterday suspended Wallace one race for his actions, though said not for his pushing and shouting after, but for the dangerous move he made taking out Larson and putting himself and others in danger. Wallace since then has sent out a public apology, and also 23 Racing has said that John Hunter Nemechek will drive the number 45 car at Homestead this coming weekend. In other news, Kyle Busch's crew chief, Ben Bosher, was suspended for the rest of the year after losing a wheel at Vegas. He also lost two pit crew members in this particular thing. And that's our NASCAR update for this week. Let's get to our AEW Dynamite. To start off the show, Death Triangle, the champions of the six-man tag team titles, went up against Best Friends, the AEW World Trios Championship match. In the match, it was very easy to tell that they wanted to keep Orange Cassidy out of it. And in the end, Death Triangle became your winners. After the match, Pac and Phoenix have words together as the Englishman is not happy, but they did shake hands and get past it. Tony Schiavone is then shown backstage with Britt Baker and Jamie Hayter as they're not happy about tonight's title match. They promise that by the end of the year, one of them will hold the gold. In the next match, Tony Storm, the champion, took on Hiroshi Shida in a world championship title match. This match did not last very long. There was a lot of interference. When it was all said and done, Toni Storm was your champion, but as soon as she won, Jamie Hayter and Rebel began attacking Storm. But Saraya then charges her way down. She takes out Britt Baker, and they brawled around ringside. And then out of nowhere, Riho makes her return and takes out Rebel and Hayter, hitting a big crossbody outside of the ring. We are then seen with Renee Okay, John Moxley's fiance, who's now the new commentator backstage, is shown with FTR backstage as they admit they had a big target on their back. but they want the AEW World Tag Team Championships. They interrupted by Swerve and Our Glory. As they make it clear they deserve the title shot, Keith Lee calms his partner down and says both deserve the show, and Dax Harwood suggests the two teams face off to become number one contenders. Jay Lethal is shown backstage requesting a rematch with Darby Allin. He agrees to say he will beat him again. Sanjay Dutt then says they know that Allin's weaknesses, and then leads to the two men jumping and fighting each other, with Lethal then applies a figure four leg lock while Allin's getting his rib crushed by a garage door. Then we hear from William Regal. Tony Schiavone's at ringside talking to William Regal in the ring when he is interrupted by MJF. He claims he is not here to fight, so he tells Regal to put on the brass knuckles away because he's here to tell the story, and he claims Regal owes him so he could listen. MJF talks about being a young man, how Regal told him to keep sending in his tapes and that he'll get back to him. And he said, kid, I'm going to get you a job here one day. When it's all said and done, Regal calls out MJF on his bluff, says he needs to read the email every day, and he laughs. And Regal became more and more of a joke, and now he's about to become AEW World Champion. Regal then gets the microphone and gets booed. Regal talks about being 16 and having to fight against men in the industry. He knows he saw somebody who was going to be a big star in MJF. He also told him that you need to, you know, do it the right way, not to take out someone like Tony Schiavone. And he should never put his hands on him. He believed that it's okay to be a heel, but you need to, there's a line to be drawn. Next thing you know, MJF is looking at him straight up, and William says MJF has let him down by taking shortcuts. Making money doesn't prove anything to him. He tells him to become a devil. He has to beat people, and he has to do it the right way. And he turns his back on MJF. MJF puts the ring on, teaches punching Regal in the back of his head, but doesn't do it. Instead, takes off leaving. Next, we go to Chris Jericho, the champion of the ROH, versus Dalton Castle, former ROH champion and one third of the reigning Trios ROH tag team champions. This match did not last very long. Castle gave up a great fight, but in the end, of course, Chris Jericho comes out with the win. Then the JAS, Jericho Appreciation Society, comes out. Jericho goes up the ramp and says, you know, I've took out all these particular people. Now it's time to take out our ROH announcer. He goes to get the ROH announcer and beat him up. Instead, Jerry Lynn comes out, former ROH world champion. They instead pile drive Jerry Lynn on the stage, and Lynn is carted out. But your winner, of course, is Chris Jericho. After the win, we go to Jon Moxley, champion, versus Hangman Adam Page. This match was really turning into a great knockout dragout. It started with Hangman Page meeting Moxley as he was coming out into the crowd like he normally does. Instead, Hangman met him right at his entrance, and the two fought all over the arena into the ring. Unfortunately, the match ended up stopping due to Moxley doing a clothesline, and it knocked Hangman out. The referee quickly stopped the match, which kudos to the referee for watching out. And your winner and still AEW World Champion is Jon Moxley. They had a quick commercial break when they came back out. Moxley was calling AEW Joker Wild winner MJF to the ring to fight him. MJF came out, acted like he was going to fight Moxley, had a referee handed in his poker chip, but did not use it. Said that he wanted Moxley to be 100%, that he was going to do it the right way for the first time in his career, and that he was going to fight him at full gear. So, folks, that's what we have this week. We do appreciate you sticking with us. Do apologize for the not being able to get on last week. We had some technical issues, but we are back this week. And hopefully we'll be back next week with Cliff joining us for this WWE report and news. Do appreciate your support. Also, listen to us on the Tuesday Tiger Talk. That's right, Tuesday Tiger Talk on Twitter Spaces. That's me, Anthony, Cliff, Boog and Scott from SI, Sports Illustrated. We break down all your Clemson news and notes. And also, we'll be talking about Texas and Georgia next week a little bit, too. So definitely take a listen. We appreciate you listening to us here on Winning Edge Sports Network. This is the Wrestling and Racing Report. Have a great night.